trying to get to the bottom of how to learn the Mishnah. Aliyah ben Rav and Aliyah ben Shmuel. There were two elements that they were essentially arguing in, and those two elements end up interrelating in how to understand the Mishnah. One element was, when we talk about the Kfira, when we talk about the Taina, are they in reference to each other or are they absolutes? According to Rav, they are absolutes. In other words, the Taina is a Taina that means a Taina above and beyond what it is that the Hodah is. So that the Taina is the Taina of the Kfira itself. It needs to be a difference of Shtei Kesef between the two parties. Not that the original Taina has to be Shtei Kesef. The Hodah has to be a Fruta, and that's an absolute. According to Shmuel, the element between them could be as little as a Shavah Fruta. And when it's talking about a Fruta, it means the when it talks about Shtei Kesef, it means the initial Taina that comes to court to be Mechayev Shmuel has to be Shtei Kesef. It's a very different way of looking at it. And we went to the Pesukim yesterday, how they learned the Pesukim. Now the other thing that they're arguing in is also Nogea, an understanding of the Mishnah, which is, when we talk about that the Min HaTa'ana, and they have to be discussing the same issue, that the question is also how to understand the relationship of a value of a thing to the specific thing that you're talking about. According to Shmuel, the Mishnah is arranged in such a way as to be discussing questions of value, not of a specific rather than a value. According to Rav, it's discussing values. And I'd like to point out, let's take a look in the Mishnah. We really have three different cases that are addressing similar issues. We have our opening case, which is the Shtei Kesev Yeshu Biyadacha Emlecha Biyadi Ela Pruta. And then we have the case of Litra Zahav Yeshu Biyadacha and Emlecha Biyadi Ela Litra Kesev. And then we have the case of Dinar Zahav Yeshu Biyadacha and Emlecha Biyadi Ela Dinar Kesev. Now, the Pashtas, the three different cases, are referring to three different ideas. The opening case is a reference to the value of Shtei Kesev and Pruta, which is why we said that the Mishnah seems to be saying precisely what Rav says. It says that if the difference between them, you initially tie in a Shtei Kesev plus a Pruta, and the other guy is called for the Pruta, then you're Chayev, but if you initially tie in a only Shtei Kesev and the guy is Motor Pruta, then he's Potter, because there's not enough value between them. That's the simple way of learning the opening, which is why the Gemara assumes throughout that the Mishnah seems to be going like Rav. Of course, the alternative is to insist that the reference to in the beginning is a reference to the material. Shtei Kesev versus Pruta Nechoshes, and that's the problem, Sabi Minataina, that's how Shmuel is. But again, the Pashtas, the opening case is a reference to value. The second case, which is a weight of gold and a weight of silver, is a question of metal. And the third case in the Mishnah is a question of matbea. Now that's certainly what the naive reader coming to the Mishnah would assume that the Mishnah is coming to address. How to be machalic between those concepts? When you're dealing with shovi, it really doesn't matter to us very much how that shovi came about. When you're talking about a material, then that's the entire issue between you, is dafka, a material. When you're talking about matbea, we're willing to extend the idea that any matbea is part of the family of matbeot, and therefore, as long as you're both talking about the same thing, you're both talking about matbeot, it doesn't matter to me which matbeot you're talking about.
What's the difference? Because material
is also valuable. Yes, but the question is, so are chitim and sorim. Chitim are valuable and sorim are valuable. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, if somebody says, you owe me chitim, and he says, no, I owe you sorim, and he's potter. Okay, so it's the same thing if it's a different kind of metal. Now, as it turns out, we ended up yesterday saying that according to Rav, the case of value, or the case of matbea is insignificant to us. Because the case of matbea is, in fact, no different than the Shtei Kesef and Pruta of the opening case. Because it's all a question of value. I don't need an excuse to have to explain that they're all matbea. So, therefore, the Mishnah as a whole is discussing shovi. There's only one case where the Mishnah is not discussing shovi, and when it comes to these silver and gold, And that's the case of an actual weight, where the person goes out of his way not to discuss values at all. Because remember, coinage is also a value system. It's not a way of clearly delineating what something is worth. But when you talk about a litra of gold or a litra of kesef, you're not talking about what something is worth. You're talking about sitin and saurin. That case is unique, said Rav, and that's the point. So that the Mishnah is essentially coming to tell us the last thing that we had, therefore, was that Rav was bringing a raya from the way that the Mishnah is phrased. Then in the, we said, dekanami, that, teda rather, the katani sefer dinner zav libi adecha, in lefa begadah dinner kesef, traces punya pruta chayav, shakol min madbea achasem. What does that mean? Aren't they different things? And we said, okay, so Rav must be right, and this is what he's proving. So if we're talking about, we're on the Mem Amid Aleph, right? Right from the top. So Yamid Bishleim Meshaveh, Mishum Rafi Chayav. Ela Yamid Davka, Amar Chayav. How in the world could you be Chayav if you're talking across purposes? The guy claims a dinner Zav, another guy agrees to dinner Kesev. You're just saying you're Davka, which is what Shmuel is. Keep insisting that it's Davka. So how in the world could he explain the Mishnah? Therefore, Rav Taina's, the issue over here is a value issue. Other than when you're talking about weights. Rabbi Elazar answered, Omar Rabbi Elazar, the point over here is, B'shatano b'dinar matbeot. The point is that the Mishnah is coming to tell me that even according to Shmuel, because the mentioning of the particular type of coin is not what's important, it's the coin that's important. So therefore, what you're really talking about when you're saying a coin worth a dinar zav is what you're saying. A coin worth a dinar kesef. The fact that it happens to be made out of zav and kesef is not an issue, because coinage is always in terms of its value. Not in terms of its, happens to be, it gets that value because of the metal. But in terms of the real question of what set are we talking about? We're talking about a set of coins. A set of coins includes this type of coin, that type of coin, and so on. That's all a single time, according to Shmuel. According to Rav, all of this is unnecessary. Because we're always talking about shoveh when we're talking about things that have concretized value. A dinner kesef has concrete value, and a dinner zav has concrete value.
There's a difference between a metal. He can say, you're not only shekalim, you're only dollars.
So, we'll get to that. So let's wait a little. So, dekanami, and I think I can prove that, says Rabbi Elazar. Isn't that the whole point that the Mishnah is making? Diktani shakol min matbeya achas. Why does the Mishnah need to say that? According to Rav, that's utterly absurd. Shakol min matbeya achas. We already said at the opening of the Mishnah, shtei kesef, pruta, that we need to excuse over there, shakol min matbeya. Why are we talking about matbeya? We're talking about shoveh. So over here, why are we talking about less shoveh than we were by shtei kesef and pruta? What's the difference between dinner zav versus dinner kesef and shtei kesef versus pruta, tell me? So according to Rav, there's no point in those words. Therefore, on the contrary, if anything, the meaning of the last case in the Mishnah of the contrasting matbeot is bedavka to tell me that even though we would never look at shovi where we're talking about a concrete item, but when it comes to a matbeah is a class of things, and therefore it's always the same, whatever matbeah you're arguing in. Isn't that the whole point, says Rabbi Les? As a matter of fact, that seems to make the Mishnah work out better according to Shmuel. The Rav says, and all that means is, shakol din matbeah achas. Now, what that means is, a cryptic statement, shakol din matbeah achas, is a subject of a lot of controversy. Rashi learns that kol din matbeachas means that as long as we remain within the tchum of pruta, even if we go all the way down to pruta, the chiddush is that it's still sufficient to be included in the din of motiv amikdash. That's because after all, the pruta includes that minimal amount of a shava pruta, to which of course everybody says, I mean, what's the chiddush in that? You started off by saying shtei ba. And versus pruta, what I need to beat on it, that the pruta is also considered to be a pruta. I mean, it's all so. Doesn't seem to be any chiddush in that. Tosfos says it's difficult to believe that the only point in the Mishnah is that in the context of a big tziyah, of a dinner kesef and so on, as opposed to shtei mon, I would have thought maybe it has to be prorated. that the value of the pruta is the hodah when the tzia is the difference of shtei kesef. But if you're talking about a dinner zav, I mean, you can't talk about a pruta in the context of a dinner zav. It's meaningless. Kamash malan, then no, it's meaningful. It's very dochek to say that, because we never have that type of relationship of prorated. The Torah gives a shear. That's a shear. Shtei kesef, pruta. I mean, let's not continue to be talking about $1 billion. I mean, still, that's considered to be the value of a meaningful hoda'ah. So Tosfos leaves it, doesn't understand precisely what would be the meaning of that. Now the Ramban says it's not, the din matzei achas according to Rav is not an explanation of this case of pruta. It's going back now on the understanding that the reader would have that we've mentioned three cases that are very confusing and seem very similar to each other. The shtei ma and the pruta in the opening, the litra zav and the litra kesev in the middle, and the dinner zav and the dinner kesev down to the pruta at the end. And what it's coming to tell me, says the Ramban, I'll leave it around, is that shakol din matbea achas, meaning it's all one din. Whether you talk about it in terms of the value, or whether you talk about it in terms of the matbea, it boils down to the same thing. Whether you're tovea it in this fashion, or you're tovea it in that fashion, it ends up being a matter of value, so who cares? That's what it's coming to say.
But then the Mishnah really doesn't teach us
Right. It teaches you to avoid concentrating on the specifics and going into the broader set rather than the specifics. Now, the Ritva says, the Chiddush is like this, that the case is, and this has a lot of very important implications, the case over here is that the guy says, I gave you a dinner zav, and that's the portion of meaning, I gave you a dinner zav so that you should return me the value of a dinner zav. And the guy says, no, it was a dinner kesev, so that I should return you the value of a dinner kesev. And the point over here is, Shakol din matvei ha'akas is coming to tell me that the bottom line here is that the din of any matbea is achas. In other words, we never look at the details of the tefillah. We look, when it comes to an element of a matbea, we look at what it is that you were mechuyav to pay back. Even though we're arguing about not only the case, the value, but we're arguing about the etzem case, because lamaisa, I'm agreeing that you gave me a coin, and I agreed to pay back the value of that coin. But lamaisa, we are arguing about what that coin is, aren't we? I mean, you're tying it to golden coin, and I'm tying it to silver coin, and that's how we arrived at the different value. So why don't we ultimately look at it and say, so then, I mean, the bottom line is you're arguing in how that coin was. Was it metal zahab, or was it metal kesef? Comes along the Chiddush of the Mishnah to say, we never concern ourselves with the story when the tviyah is valued. Now this makes a tremendous nafkamina, because what would be if a guy says, I lent you $1,000, and the other guy says to him, first of all, you never lent me a dime. What you did do is you gave me a pikudim to hold for you, which I have, that was $500. So here it is, here's your wallet back. You never lent me a penny. Is that mimina ta'ana? We're talking about two completely different things. Now here is where the Ritva becomes very important. Because lamaisa, if you're telling me the story doesn't count, what do we care how it got there? The bottom line is you're arguing about a certain value. Unless you're arguing about a certain thing. But if the bottom line is you're arguing about a certain value, so what's the problem? And that indeed is what the Rambam says. So in other words, this Ritva is consistent throughout it. It would turn out now that Rav is saying the Mishnah is telling us a very important Kiddush. There's all types of implications. The Ravid argues on this, though. And there's not having the Ritva's approach here. The Ravid says, you're talking about two completely different ideas. If one is talking about halva'ah and one is talking about a pikadon, so how could that ever be mimina ta'ana? Because the goreim, the ta'ana, is the ta'ana of a loan. Okay, you can see that the understanding of this simple word, what's din matbea achas, can have immense implications throughout the whole circuit. Now, Rabbi Elazar, who came to explain the last piece over here about kula matbea achas, aliba de Shmuel, I mean, he essentially came to the aid of Shmuel in understanding the Mishnah. Does that mean that he holds that the Mishnah is going like Shmuel? Lema mitasefa ki Shmuel mitaretz, reishan ami ki Shmuel svirale? No, not necessarily. Sefa davka. He does, in fact, believe that the Mishnah is insisting that we recognize that there's a thing called the set of matzvayot, and that we should not accept Rav's generalization of the concept of value as long as we're dealing with issues that have defined values. But when it comes to the question of how to learn the Reish, in other words, is the opening of the Mishnah, is it the contrast of two cases, one of which has a Kvira of Shtema, and one of them only has a Taina of Shtema, in that, or whether it's a difference in material, in that he may well have like Rav. One is not necessarily no gas, the other. So Reish could be either to Rav or Kishmu. Toshma, how about Raya from this brisa? This brisa says like this, dinar zahav zahuv li biyadecha. You know, a dinar zahav is called zahuving. So a single dinar zahav is a zahuv. So when a guy says a dinar zahav zahuv li biyadecha, and clearly now he's referring to a particular coin, not the value of a dinar zahav. A dinar zahav, I mean zahuv, you know, the thing that looks like a dinar zahav. That's what I'm talking about. A real thing, not something that's worth a dinar zahav, like 25 dinar kesef. Okay? That's what I gave you. And the guy says, Ein lecha b'yadi ala dinar kesef. So in that case, you would be chayav. Now, why did the guy have to mention the dinar zahav zahuv? Suppose he would have not said zahuv. So time adam le zahav zahuv. But had he not said zahav zahuv, what would have been the meaning of his statement? We would have understood certainly the meaning is only shaveh, correct? I mean, because that's what point is there mentioning zahuv. So therefore, it's because it's all a min matbea achat that we're saying that it's chayav. But if it wouldn't be for the fact that he insisted that it would be a matbea, so then if you say stam dinar zahav, you don't say dinar zahav zahuv, then you would be talking about something that is shaveh a dinar zahav. And therefore, when it specifies the hakol din matbea echad, if we're talking about shaveh, not matbea, then it means we'd have to learn that the Mishnah is talking about shaveh, correct? Like Rav was saying. And therefore, the only way of understanding the Mishnah is that the opening case is saying shaveh shtei kesef versus a hodah of shaveh pruta would be potter because you don't have a difference of shtei kesef. Because according to this brisa, the only time we're talking about coins, Shmuel was claiming, what? We're talking about coins. If you mentioned it in his oath, we're talking about coins. That's what Rebbe Elazar was bringing to Raya. Rasta's nonsense. We're talking about value, and that's talking about coins. And this seems to clearly say that. It says, unless you mention, I mean a coin, buddy, then you don't mean a coin. You mean a value.
So how does it translate? Then I give him a Napoleon 007, which is about $7,000 because it's red.
No. That's not a real coin. That's now in a commodity. So Hastama Shavakom Ale. Omer Ravashi. Ravashi says, well, I mean, what Shmuel could say is that Hakiko Amar. The point that it's saying is not that the guy said dinner zahav zahuv li biyadecha. The guy said dinner zahav. The Bryce is clarifying dinner zahav is the same thing as saying zahuv li biyadecha. That's the point. In other words, whenever somebody says kala omer dinar zahav, it's the equivalent of saying dinar zahav zahuv dami. And we're talking about coins, not metals. And that's the way Shmuel understood it. As long as we're talking about coins, then it's not shaveh, it's and it's all matbea achat.
By Rav, what good would it be doing?
Nothing.
Claim the
it wouldn't do any good. It doesn't make any difference because it's always shaveh according to Rav anyway.
So if such says this is going according to Rav, it's
no, because Rav. Well, I mean. It's not going to make any nafkamina, Haliba to Rav, but it would be still coming to tell me, a chiddush, that doesn't make any difference. Normally it would have. In other words, we wouldn't be talking about Madbeif, and we'd be talking about Napoleon. Mm-hmm. So then this would make a tremendous nafkamina. The chiddush would be that Apalpi, that I'm insisting that we're talking about a specific coin, and I don't translate it into Shoveh, even that doesn't matter. But the cases in the Mishnah, according to Rav, don't even raise this issue. Cases in the Mishnah are not talking about Bechlau, a focus on metals. Here the chiddush would be, even if there is a focus on metals, it wouldn't matter. Because Rav doesn't disagree with the idea that Akol Min Matbei Achat, there is such a thing called the set of Matbeiot. But here you see the only time we need to access the concept of the set of Matbeiot is if somebody insists that he's talking bedafka about a certain type of Matbeia. That doesn't mean the Mishnah is insisting that. Okay. These are similar cases which the Brisa takes a case, which the Mishnah said, expands on, and it says that even if it were literally Matbeia, it would still be a din of Kula Matbeia. Tani Rabbi Chia, this Yuel Rab. Now, Rabbi Chia had a brisa, which which is a clear raya to Rav, in which it says like this, Sela li biyadera. And the guy says, Emecha biyadi ela sela choser shtei kesef. So over there, he would be chayav. But if he said, it's a sela, but it was a sela that was choser one ma'a, it would be pater, which is ridiculous, according to Shmuel. What do you mean? The guy was saying much more than shtei kesef, and the guy was made much more than a pruta. It's a classic case of item of mitzvah, according to Shmuel, and says you're potter. The only possible reason that you're potter is because you left the difference between you only of one ma and not of two ma, which is exactly what Rav said. You need to have a difference between the taina, the kvira of the taina, and the hoda has to be shtei kesef.
But the
epinasela,
the epinasela is a sela,
it doesn't matter to us anymore. But we're talking about Shavet, and we're still talking about Shavet.
Isn't the Sela a coin?
According to Rav, it's never a coin. It's always Shavet, unless you insist it's a coin. So there is, which is not the case over here, remember. But even if you do, it doesn't matter, because we're saying that everything is Matbea Acha. It doesn't matter if it's a chaser coin, or it's a chaser coin. But Lamais, according to Rav, it's not an issue. We're talking only about value. Omer Nachum by Yitzchak Omer Shmuel. You should know, said Omer Nachum by Yitzchak, that according to Shmuel, the entire Mishnah is only referring to. This is the end, by the way. Now, at this point, we now revert to the discussion of the actual sugya. We're no longer looking for our rayas one way or the other, like Rav and like Shmuel. We ended up with a brisa, and that brisa is clearly a raya to Rav. To say that it's an authorized brisa that could be a tiyuv to the Shmuel Mamish, we won't say. But we're going to rely on this, lahalok, we'll see later on, towards the end of the Masechta, we're going to rely on this, that Rav is right. Now getting back to the Mishnah, it says Rav Nachum by Yitzchak that Shmuel explains that the entire meaning in the Mishnah is not that you only make a shvua where you have the difference between you is the taina of shtei kesef and the hodah, however you learn it. It's only where you've got a taina of motive and mitzvah that we say this year. Taina is malva, hodah is lova. But if you've got a taina of a malva with an eid efa, in which the lova is kofar bakol, and over there you also have to swear because an eid efa is b'chai of Jewish shvua, there is no such shir. Afil lotana al pruta, even if the difference between you and the original taina was only one pruta, you are still chayav to swear. Why? Because the whole point is my taima. From there I can be medayek. So the mocker of the halacha is that an eid echad has the validity up to eid when it comes to shvuah. And the bright indeed says, kol makom sheshnayim mechayvim oto mamon, eid echad mechayvo shvuah. Now can two eidim be mechayv you mamon of a pruta? Of course. So if two eidim are mechayv you mamon of a pruta, then eid echad is mechayv you a shvuah of a pruta. Which means that the whole discussion in our Mishnah is limited to motive and mikta. Now there's a big machlokas rishonim about the thing that we're very conveniently leaving out here. Shvuas HaShomrim. The ki hu zeh occurs in the middle of Shvuas HaShomrim. Remember Yeruv Parshias Yeshkan. The question, we seem to be talking about one thing and suddenly the Torah is talking about another thing. We were talking about Torah Tainas Ganav Bifikodim. And now we moved on suddenly to discuss the general halacha of Ma'ariv Miktzas. You know, there's a lot of machlokes in the Gemara about every Shvuas HaShomrim needs to be a case of Ma'ariv Miktzas as well, or whether these are two completely different parshas that interrelate. If they're two completely different parshas, maybe they're completely unrelated. If they're completely unrelated, then the halacha of Hodah B'Miktzas HaTayinah would have nothing to do with Shvuas HaShomrim. So if a guy would come along and he would say to the Shomer, where is the Shava Pruta that I gave you to watch for me? And the guy says it was stolen, and so on. So then we'd have the two classic Shvuas HaShomrim. Doesn't matter how much it is. Others learn, no, so the Yer Parshas Yeshkan. And that means that, strangely enough, the Shiurim of Hodah and Tmiyah, even though there's no aspect of Hodah that you use that necessarily in Shvuas HaShomrim, would also apply to the minimum share of the Tviyah and the Shomer. We don't find the Torah being Mechayev unless it's Kesev O'Kelim. Ki Yitein Ish L'Reyeh Kesev O'Kelim L'Shmar. That's how it begins. That's the Mokar of the Shiur of the Shtei Kesev.
The Shomer wouldn't be Chayev
L'Shmar if it was less than the Shomer. It was less than Shtei Kesev. Amazing. Yomre Nachman Amar Shmuel. Tohano chitim usaorin. Vohodalo ve'achad miyam chayav. Now we're back to the other issue, which is the third question that we discussed sort of agav, because in order for the Mishnah to work out according to Shmuel, the difference between the two cases of the Reisha, where it was Shtei Keser, and the guy was Moda Pruta, or whether it was a Shtei Keser plus a Pruta, and the guy was Moda Pruta, was it then in Mimin HaTa'ana, which was based on Shmuel's understanding, as Gemara said, you only ask this Ali ben Shmuel, since Shmuel himself holds that we look at the entire Tviyah as a whole. There's two elements involved. There's a pruta of nechoshes and a shtei keses of silver. And if you're moda on one, that's a moda makes it a tanya. But you're talking about the same thing. And here is where we're going to get into that. So, Shmuel tainas, it's all one taina. And Omar lo Rav Yitzchak Yasher, Yasher kochacha, that's a beautiful pshat. Rav Yochanan held the same thing, that we look at the totality of the Taina. When you say v'chein omer Rav Yochanan, we get very suspicious, because whenever Rav Yochanan says something, and you don't say Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish domer tarvayu, it means Reish Lakish wasn't happy about it. So is that what you're saying? Mikhlal, the polagale Reish Lakish? Well, ikidi amer, we've had this before a number of times. Some say, well, this was part of Reish Lakish's general behavior. When he was really choking on something that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, he wouldn't respond until he gave Rabbi Yochanan a chance to say it out, think it out, hoping that Rabbi Yochanan would come to his senses somewhere along the line, and that he wouldn't have to be the one to get into the ring with him. But afterwards, he would get up. Now over here, Rabbi Yitzchak likes to avoid very often the blood. So after Rabbi Yochanan finished what he was saying before the fireworks started, he left the Beit HaMikdash. He really didn't know what happened in the end with Reish Lakish. And Ikedamina, others say Mishta Habishasila. Now Reish Lakish was in the middle of taking a drink, and if he would have said something, he would have choked. And that's why Vishasik went. So he was quiet, and again, Rav Yitzchak took advantage of the calm to sneak out of the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't know whether Reish Lakish in fact had fought Rav Yochanan. So let me misayel it. And let's see if we can bring a raya to Shmuel's maimon. Ta'anotitim odalo b'sorim patur v'ravliyam b'chayev. Okay. So here we have the big machlokes in the Mishnah about whether you need to have hoda'a mimin ha'ta'ana. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you don't need Oda Mimin HaTa'ana. Now, you'll notice that the Mishnah seems to say Bedak, it's because Tano Chitim Oda Lo Sorim. But suppose it would be Chitim Visorim together, Oda Lo Be'achad, Nehem would be Chayev, because I mean, otherwise, wouldn't you like to tell me a much bigger finish that even if he said Chitim Visorim, and he was Moda on one and not on the other, it would still be Shalom Mimin HaTa'ana? Says the Gemara, no. It's a nice diet, except for one thing. You're overlooking one thing. The truth is that it would have been exactly the same if it would have been chitin with saurin. He also would have been potter. Maybe. The reason that it said this lesser chidush, and to say that they had nothing in common, so he's talking about chitin, he's talking about saurin, is lo diachako chod Rabbi Gamliel. It's to tell me that you shouldn't think, if I would have said it the other way, you would have said, you mean Rabbi Gamliel holds that if it's chitim and saorim, you're chayev. But of course, Rabbi Gamliel would be right if it was just chitim versus odav saorim, you'd be potter. Which is a complete misrepresentation of the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, because he's arguing on all yesod of whether you need to have hodami minata ana. So in order to clarify that, we say this case, you should know Rabbi Gamliel is a chayev, even if they're talking totally across purposes and nothing in common. Tashma? Ta'ano kelim v'karkaot. And what do we think about the closing cases of the Mishnah? The case over there was somebody tainas both kalim and karkaot. So if the guy is moda the kalim and his kof on karka, or he's moda on the karka and his kof on the kalim, he's potter. Why is he potter? Because you're not nishvayin on tviras karkaot, right? If he was moda b'miksat karkaot, he's potter. He's moda b'miksat kalim. So then he's chayev, because once there's an argument about kelim, and that's mimina ta'ana, and you're nishba on kelim, so then already you swear on the whole thing. Now, is it not obvious in this case that the only concern is the fact that on karkaot, you don't swear? So therefore, since it was kelim the karkaot, since karka is lav bat shvuahi, that's why you are potter. That's the problem. But if it would be, let's say, kelim and peirot, Sorim and Chitim together, similar to Kalim and Karka. then it would be considered to be motive of mitzvahs. You're trying to introduce a new issue here, the new issue being karka. So I mean, this is absurd. If the same din would have been true about kalim and other types of kalim, how can you say, for heaven's sake, that the problem is karka and it's all a din in karka? It has nothing to do with karka. It's the fact that you're arguing about two different issues, right? So you see that the two different issues are all one issue because they all come up at the same time. And the only problem over here is that since the thing that you're arguing about is karka, you don't swear on karka. Which is a clear raya that ha-kelim ve-kelim domir ha-kelim ve-karkaos. If you had the same exact case that was combining chitim ve-saurim, or toasters and microwaves, then that would be considered to be mimina ta'ana, because you're motive to mix us up the ta'ana, correct? You would, so in that case, you would certainly have been chayef. Says the Gemara, well, maybe not. Maybe the truth is that even if it would have been kelim the kelim nami potter, v'hadik tani kelim the karkaos, the chiddush of kelim the karkaos, would only be that last piece, that if he's motive and accept kelim, that then he has to take the shvua also in the karkaot, as a gilgo shvua, which was called zokikin. As your mezakikim, because of his shvua on the kelim, to be nishba afal karkaot. Ah, come on, says the Gemara, then what mikamashma? So what then would be the chiddush? The chiddush is zokikin? For heaven's sakes, we had zokikin all the way back in Kedushim when we're talking about the dinim of kinyan. So it said over there that nechasim she elam achrayut are zokikin. It's a nechasim she yeshlem achrayut li shavaliyan. I need now to repeat a mishnah. It's a mishnah in Kedushim. Yes, it's through Gilgul Shvua. That's similar. It is Gilgul Shvua. Okay. Says the Gemara, you're right. But, I mean, come on, man. Where's the Iker Dinim of Shvua? I mean, I should open Shvua. It's not in Kedushin. In Kedushin, we were talking over there about the relationship between real estate and chattel in terms of kinyon. So, agav that, when we're talking about how you could be kona chattel, agav real estate, we talk about how you could swear on real estate, agav chattel. But over here, we're coming to talk about the Dinim of Shvua. This is the most important place. I mean, we have Tayyad Dinir over there. We mentioned it. Ahi, Agav Gerora Nazva. Over there, we mentioned it in past. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba had a completely different view or version of what Rabbi Yochanan had said. And he said that Rabbi Yochanan said, Ta'ad no kiti v'zorin odol v'akhanan potter. So what? Didn't Rabbi Yitzhak report Rabbi Yochanan saying the same as to Shmuel? He said, Yasher, Paschenom Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, he did. I'm really mean, I'll leave it with Yochanan. Obviously, we've got ourselves two different versions of what Yochanan said that are opposites. Okay, well, what about the price? The Toshma. And now, we're basically going to run through what we just did again, because this is now the opposite version of Yochanan. So the things that were going to be riots before would become kashas now, and vice versa. We'll just run through it again quickly. Toshma, ta no chitim, vodalo, bisorim patur, v'rabagam leom bechayet, Time of the Tano Kitin Vodalo Bisaurin, Hokitin Bisaurin Vodalo Beakadmiyam Chayav, and you are claiming that according to Rabbi Yochanan he would be Patur, and we answer, Ruadena Filokitin Bisaurin Nami Patur. Adi Tani Yossi is only Lodiakako for the Rabbi Gamlio. So tell me, according to Rabbi Gamlio, doesn't matter even if they're completely at us. Same thing we said a minute ago. We now have the next Raya also, same thing we said a minute ago. Toshma, Tano, Kelim, the Karkaot, Vodava, Kelim, the Kafar, the Karkaot. Or the Karkaot, the Kafar, the Kelim, Patur. Hodava, Mitzat, Karka, Patur, the Mitzat, Kelim, Hayah. Aha! So it's only because of time of the Kelim, the Karkaot. The reason being that you don't swear in this case is because Karka is Lav Bachwangi. But in the equivalent case of a Kelim, the Kelim, Dunya, the Kelim, the Karkaot, so toaster ovens and microwaves, you would be high. And I thought Rabbi Yochanan said you're potter, even though you said both. No. Who are they not kelim kelim the kelim nami potter? Hakamash v'lan. The hoda v'iksat kelim chayav ala karka oats too. That's the point. Oh, so come on, what's the finish? My kamash v'lan zokikin. Danina, we had that to perish in Kedushin zokikin. Then the chasim she'en le machrayut. Or zokikin at the chasim she'yesh le machrayut li shavaliyah. Yes, but I eker, ahi agav grora nasva. Okay. So now we have those two versions, each one handling in their own way the appropriate kashas or rayas from Rabbi Yochanan. On Rabbi Yochanan. Eitzei Rav Abba bar Mamal Rukhiya bar Abba. Ta'ano shor v'hodalo b'se. Se v'hodalo b'shor. Patur. Ta'ano b'shor b'se v'hodalo b'achad mehen chaya. Now here it says that a shor and a seh is chitin v'sorim. So if you said both shor and seh, which is the equivalent of chitin v'sorim, and he's mono on one of them, you're chayav. Now that's a riot to Shmuel against the later version in Rabbi Yochanan, who says, according to Rabbi Bar Abba, that you would be potter. So how can you, Rabbi Bar Abba, say that that's what Rabbi Yochanan says?
But if the person claims a seh, and I says, no, I owe you an ox, is that crazy?
It's just crazy if chitin v'sorim.
You should take the
option. That's a different question. That is a different question. When it says patur, the assumption is that it's patur legame. There's a lot of discussion as to why it would be patur legame. Rashi learns, not here, but elsewhere, Rashi learns it's patur legame because the Tovea is saying, well, no, I don't. Now, if you want, you don't own Yeshua. So, if that means that he's saying you don't, so then fine, you say you do, so I'm mindful what you do. So you can't be beside yourself with the other person is saying, no, you don't. Because whatever that no, you don't means, even if it's just what he was, enough not to pay. You're saying, I don't owe you a short, fine, thank you very much, goodbye.
So he's saying, no, he
claims a set.
Yeah, he claims a set.
And I don't want to take an ox, because that's not what I gave him. I'm admitting that he doesn't owe me an ox. How can I take
another claim?
This is Rashi's pshat. There's many other approaches. The Tosfos has a long discussion on Amud Aleph also about the Chlal, how we even know that that's true. Now, why are we saying that it's part of the Gamrin? That's already a big sugya. It's not really our question. I asked it about Matthew's question. Anyway, so getting back to us. So what are you going to do about that? He asked to Rav Chiya Bar Abba. I mean, obviously, Rav Yochanan didn't say mutter. If it's a Tiferes Shabraita, it says you're science. Omar Lei, so Rav Chiya Bar Abba answered Rav Abba Bar Mamma. He said, no. Now, that's going to, according to Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel, she's in the mission, of course, is that even if you're total cross purposes, you would be fine. How can you say that? Rav Gamliel. If it's Rav Gamliel, so then even if you were arguing about a short verset, you should be fine. Can't be Rav Gamliel. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean Rav Gamliel. I meant, how many admoni? Hey, by the way, I know you're going to think, come on. Every time you can't find somebody, you find somebody else. You probably have a long list of tanoim that you think, you're going to fool me. Oh, it's so and so. No, I'm not playing games with you. I'm not just pushing you away. It happens to be that at the Talmud Oroch of the Peep Show with Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan has to allow a whole analysis of the Shita, that's in Ksuvus, of Admon Shita, in which he explains that it's Gufa Admon Shita to say, essentially, what Shmuel says over here. That even though he argues the Rabbi Gamliel, and he agrees that it has to be Mimina Ta'ana, but Admon Shita is that the Ta'ana is viewed as a Miksha Achat, so that if there's two elements in the Ta'ana, one part of it would be Ahoda Mimina Ta'ana. And that's going on Liba that sheet. Om Ravanim on Hashmo. Ta'anochi Tinaman. The guy comes in and he says, what happened to the Fitin and I owe you Sa'orim? What did I owe you Fitin? Well, I was about to say, and the Sa'orim that you owe me. So now, I mean, this guy is very smart. He jumps up and says, I owe you Sa'orim, in order that they should be talking cross purposes. He's brought to Ramashvua. But had he waited another second, and the guy would have said, what happened to the Fitin and the Sa'orim? You would have been Chayim Ramashvua. So how do we view that? Mm-hmm. Is this a Yitzchakmut, in which the guy wanted to get out of... says the Gemara, actually, it depends. If he was Kadamba Odalos and he jumps up, and he's Modam, and he says, Yitzchimarim, if it's clear that the other guy was in the middle of talking, and this person is jumping up, and he's a smart aleck, so then he has to pay, because it was clear the guy was going to say so. And now he's only being motive and mitzvah satana in the mitkavein. But if he really thought that he's answering the other guy's time at this point, then he's part that he's another guy subsequently goes ahead and says, and what about the salary? The Omer of Ananam Hashmo, Tano Shtei Machatim. So the guy says, what about two safety pins that I lent you? That's not two safety pins, you only one safety. And he's out of the office, man. Then you're fired. Because we said that Kalim, the Ficha, the Yatsu came in. That's why Kalim mentioned death separately in the passage. Lemasha Hain, to tell me that a Kli is Chashuv, because whatever it is, it's a Kli. It has that purpose. And that's your kingdom for a safety pin. No. Tosu says it still would have to be a Shabbat Pruta, because those are not arguing about anything. That's financial significance. Omer of Papa, Tano Kalim Pruta. How about you said you owe me a Pruta plus Kalim? The guy is motor that I owe you with the kelim, but he's kofer on the pruta. So then he would be patur. But if it was motor on the pruta and he's kofer on the kelim, then he's chayav. Why? This is ingenious. Because in one of the questions that we argue about, I hold like Rav. And in one, I hold like Shmuel. I hold like Rav, who says that tfirat ta'ana needs to be shtei kesef. Therefore, the difference between you cannot be a case in which it's only a pruta between you. Because a pruta between you doesn't satisfy the requirement of shtei kesef. However, the difference between you can be satisfied by kelim, because kelim is the equivalent of kesef. Even lamasha hein, I'll leave it a rab, because it's not an absolute value. It's an absolute value of anything but kelim. You see. But when it comes to the other issue about tano chitin v'saorin v'horav ba'achas v'han yischayin, that I would like Shmuel. So therefore, it comes out I have a mitshacha. But still, even though it's a big shahat, it commences such a brilliant case that combines monetary issues and kelim, it's still a big shahat in terms of Shmuel. And that, I think he's right. Now, the only question is, but what's the ultimate difference between you? So according to Rav, a pruta between you isn't enough. I hold like Rav. About that, I hold like Rav. In other words, it's not necessary, if you read the Mishnah, it's not necessary to make the two interdependency. No, if you're learning like Rav, so then the question of the second case in the Mishnah of Shtei Kesef with a Pruta, that's coming to the Rav. The only reason Rav is saying that the difference is you're high above this because the difference in value is because if it were otherwise, you were arguing about the metal, then he would have indeed held that that's considered to be Ta'an Al-Chitim Adol Abisar and Sabim Minatah. No. The two issues are not really nogea each other. I can, as an individual, learn this Mishnah perfectly well, believing both. And the first part of the Mishnah is telling me that in a Rav, the difference between you has to be two kesef, and I don't care about the other ways, the other issues could be nogea. This din of Admon's as well, it's fine. But the point here is, and this is so beautiful, is that the Shtei Kesef, the same way that we, if you don't know the Rav, you understand that Shtei Kesef, it now becomes the way in which the Taina is defined. So according to Rav, it's the way in which the Kvirat of the Taina is defined, you see. The difference between you being Shtei Kelim, that's just as good as it being Shtei Kesef. Mona li biyadech, ein lecha biyadi, patur. I'm rapidly losing my audience over here. Maybe we'll talk away till tomorrow then. It starts really not a figure for us. That doesn't go into that stuff. Fine. I can't keep you here on a late Rosh Chodesh morning against your will.
Sorry, I'm doing it differently.
Oh.
Instead of changing from 120 to 130, I'm putting the extra month in now.
Oh. You don't want to live to 140, only to 120. 120 is enough.